I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
And we're here.
Where are we, Grandpa?
Alamo Shoes. I noticed your shoes are a little tight. They have hard-to-fit shoe sizes and the nicest people to find just the right pair.
Alamo Shoes?
Yeah, this place brings back memories. I used to take your dad here when he was a kid for his shoes. In fact, your dad still comes here.
Alamo Shoes. The most comfortable shoes on earth have been found here for the past 50 years. They're family-owned and will treat you like family, too. Find Alamo Shoes at 5321 North Clark, and there is always free parking.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, which means it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get the right grill at the right price, delivered right to your door. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and save $50 on select Weber Spirit grills. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through September 3rd. Store stock only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
For a low price every day.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Tickets for the Wolves' 25th anniversary season are going on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. Be there for the home opener as the Wolves defend their back-to-back Central Division Championships on October 13th at Allstate Arena. Ryan Pace must cut the Bears roster down to 53 by 3 o'clock tomorrow. And Brad Biggs talked about whether or not Aaron Lynch will make it with Mullion Haw.
He hasn't done anything, so... But it's when they put that kind of money into them, you're thinking they're going to at least see that through, see if they can get him on the field, see if he can be the kind of player that Vic Fangio hopes he was.
The Big Z interview available on 670thescore.com. Over to baseball, Cubs starter Jose Quintana has lasted only 5 innings in each of his last 3 starts. Quintana starts a series opener at the Phillies. And after 4 rehab games, Chris Bryant could come off the DL today. It's Michael Kopech Day for the third time this season. White Sox and Red Sox over on the south side. MLB.com's John Morosi reports that the Cardinals have emerged as a suitor for Josh Donaldson. And a pair of top Big Ten teams in action tonight in college football. Number 4, Wisconsin against Western Kentucky at Camp Randall. And number 11, Michigan State hosts Utah State. This update was brought to you by the Bruton Highlands at Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. And 670thescore.com/Mullion Haw is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score, today at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Phillies. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car? Search continentalmotors.com for the Continental Difference.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
Nine, ten.
It's not ten. You see, you're on ten here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
We are digesting the Bears' final preseason game and, more importantly, waiting for news on cutdowns at Hallis Hall today. We
still waiting.
Talked to Rich Campbell about that. Pete Futek previewed the college football weekend. A lot of Bears sort of big picture stuff about what it means to be where we are, having the preseason concluded, what we know, what we think, where expectations may be. And what the hell that broadcast was last night. My God.
It was a party.
I don't know
celebration,
what it was.
Movement.
I just knew that I didn't want to listen to it.
Trust the pace.
It was rough.
Trust,
really, really,
trust that.
Really rough.
Giancarlo Stanton hit his 300th career homer last night. A two-run shot for the Yankees. He got his first Yankee Stadium curtain call. He is the fifth fastest player to reach the 300
wow.
homer mark in his career. The only players to do it in fewer than 1,119 career games are Ralph Kiner, 1,087, Ryan Howard, 1,093, Juan Gonzalez, 1,096, and Alex Rodriguez, 1,117. Stanton hit 267 homers for the Marlins before going to the Yankees. Congratulations to Giancarlo, formerly Mike Stanton.
If you like eating avocados, listen up. Researchers from Loma Linda University, Penn State, Tufts, and UCLA will pay you to eat avocados every day for 6 months.
That's finally going to fix the gig economy.
It's not a stunt.
It's going to turn around millennials.
It's called the Habitual Diet and Avocado Trial. They're looking for 1,000 participants to help figure out whether avocados actually help with weight loss. We know they're a rich source of heart-healthy fats. They can help cholesterol. But there are concerns the fruit is not as healthy as it may seem. Because of the high fat content, are they helping people actually lose weight?
Oh.
And the director of the Center for Nutrition, Lifestyle, and Disease Prevention at Loma Linda University says the study, which is funded by the Hass Avocado Board, an industry group, will examine whether eating one avocado per day will help reduce fat in the abdomen. So there's 250 avocado lovers needed at each university. You have to be 25 or older and measure at least 35 to 40 inches around the waist. Depending on gender, you need to attend clinical visits at the corresponding campus, undergo two abdominal MRI scans, and attend a monthly dietary meeting. You get $300 at the end of the study and 24 avocados to enjoy as you please. Once the data have been collected, Wake Forest University will perform the final analysis and deliver the results.
What was the acronym again? It's the Habitual Diet Avocado Trial.
The Habitual Diet and Avocado Trial.
Okay, so first that's the... That's the HDAT. Right. Where the avocado is the fruit, which is the how.
That's,
and
that's
why. The H is for the how.
That's right.
That's the people.
The habitual.
The habitual people.
Avocado people
the diet,
diet
of avocado.
It's the P is the process. That's the actual work.
I caught some of the flex last night. Some of the fighting PJ flex. Minnesota looked good. Themselves a win. Baseball America has come out with their a list, a good list of players. Up and down the list we go. Every year, Baseball America polls managers, scouts, and executives to identify the best players in a variety of categories, and we have the results for 2018. It's stuff like best hitter, best strike zone judgment, best base runner, best fastball, all this. There's tons. We're not going to get through all of them. Anything you want specifically to
do?
All right, remember, these are managers, scouts, and executives. These are guys who watch ostensibly every day. I hope they didn't pull that scout who hadn't seen Mike Trout since 2011, but maybe they did.
Is this worth giving a little more space to?
We can do more space for this.
You know
there's
what I'm
a lot. There's a lot of categories.
That's
I could scroll
this
forever.
This is the kind of thing where
they split it into AL and NL too.
Yeah,
so we got a whole thing.
I don't want to question your news judgment here. I like it so much. I almost don't want to do it here.
Well, then we shall put it aside.
Can we
end tease for later? It's Friday. We do the hell we want.
Okay.
All right.
Because that's a great idea.
It's a good list. many lists.
I know. It's like the NBA GM survey is what it sounds like that we do every year.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Very similar.
All right, we'll put it away.
All right, Top Gun fans, you're going to have to wait. Top Gun Maverick is being pushed back to June 26th, 2020. It was originally set for a 2019 release with Tom Cruise coming back as Maverick.
Did he break his leg again or something?
It was in June where we saw the photo, feel the need, and it was hashtag day one. We're now 32 years since the original Top Gun in 1986, so if you are feeling the need...
I do, always.
You are going to have to hold your needy feelings in abeyance a bit longer here before we find out all about Top Gun.
I'm just nervous about the plot twist that's going to bring Goose back to life. I'm nervous about how they do that.
It was all a dream, or is it zombie
Thanos
Goose?
Thanos unclenched his fist, I think.
Is that what it is? He unsnapped his fingers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's what he does.
Or there's been like a second identical twin of Goose that nobody knew about, and he was living a secret life, and now he's back.
It's like Beer Fest. Just slide him right into the whole narrative. Like, he never missed a beat. He's alive now. It's fine. I saw this headline, and I don't know that I've clicked an article faster. The headline reads, "Now there's a water gun that shoots liquid bullets and refills itself."
What?
Okay, you have me. Apparently, this is the Spira 1, and it's been invented by a bunch of German, I don't know, water gun physicists or something.
Members of German water gun physicists.
Yeah, pretty good punk band. So what you do is it's a shoulder rifle, you know, probably a carbine, really. Not a full rifle, probably carbine length. You stick the nose of the blaster into the water for about 14 seconds. It fills itself. The full refill gets you 25 shots, and it's short bursts, like a laser gun from Star Wars is what we're dealing with. Instead of like the phaser, the constant blast.
So essentially, instead of a stream, you're shooting cylinders of water.
Yeah. So you're going to get more accuracy out of this, obviously. You're going to conserve your ammunition. No longer are you going to be running around with the Super Soaker 3000 and basically just like a Ghostbuster running around the neighborhood and spraying things down.
But it's not fully automatic. It
looks like it's fully automatic. I mean, it's all got all kinds of like...
Is it battery
motors? Yeah,
okay.
It's battery powered.
Oh, okay.
It's got motors. It's got a small LCD display to let you see the remaining battery life on this thing. Ooh. The battery pack's good for about 1,100 shots in total, which is... that's most of the first part of a water gun battle. So you just go in and put on the USB charger and recharge it, I assume.
Does it hurt?
Probably. I'm looking at a video.
Even better.
Right? Right? I want a little bit of pain.
Water's heavy.
The promo gif is a dude, you know, refilling it in the lake, and then he shoots his girlfriend in the back, and the girlfriend turns around with a smile and a beer in her hand. So it doesn't look like it hurts.
And shoots him with an actual gun.
Chucks the beer bottle at him.
Right.
So it doesn't look like it's, you know, quite giving you the... But do you remember, I mean, did you run around the neighbor water gun battles as a kid?
Yeah, we just had these cheap-ass pistols, though.
See, and this is where...
Little plastic pistols where the plug always fell out of the bottom of the handle.
Early 30s, like me, you grew up in the greatest time for two things. Action figures, Super Soakers. Because when 91 hit and the Super Soaker 50 was out there, you were running around, and still, as tricked out as these things got, at least in my childhood, because we had the 3000 with the backpack, and you looked like a flamethrower from World War II. The 50 was the way to go.
Okay.
Because you could run everywhere. It had the best water pressure. It was reliable. It was like an M1. I mean, you just knew that it was going to work for you. Plus, you could take a 2-liter bottle of soda, dump that out, fill that up with water, and it would still fit into the 50. So you could run around, you could make a bandolier for yourself, which is what we did, out of soda bottles.
Wow. That was the life
hack.
That
way, you could get yourself away from the spigot on the house, and you didn't have to go refill all of it, because you knew.
Or you could shoot root beer at people.
We tried, it got gummed up. Hot sun, it gums up the thing with the sugar. But going back to the spigot was always a bloodbath, because you knew you were just going to get killed there. Everybody's going back for more water.
Now, my favorite squirt gun growing up, and I had a bunch of these. This is the cheap-ass plastic. You know, we're talking mid-70s here.
Of course.
But there was one that form-fit to the inside of your hand. It was almost, picture brass knuckles.
Yeah, okay.
Except you can't see it from the outside. and the trigger would be squeezed simply by making a fist. And there was a tiny little the actual barrel, quote unquote, the stream would come from in between two fingers. So it was all like a spy version.
That's awesome.
So that's the kind of thing where you could bring to school, or you could bedevil somebody, didn't know where it was coming from,
and
it was just you kind of squeezing your hand a little bit and firing a stream of water at people.
Awesome.
That was really cool.
I miss Super Soaker fights so much. I know all of them are battery operated now, but I hope kids are still running around neighborhoods with Super Soaker fights. I hope your kids are.
University of California researchers are feeding seaweed to dairy cows.
What?
They're feeding seaweed to dairy cows.
Are they allowed to do that?
They're trying to make cattle more climate friendly. They're studying whether adding seaweed to cattle feed can reduce their emissions of methane. Which raises the question,
wait,
am I eating enough seaweed? Because the cow, apparently, this is part of what's going on in climate change. Insects, eat more insects. Insects aren't farting us to death. This is the problem.
Grasshoppers fart, don't they?
I don't think so. This is what happened. Cows are farting us to death. They're farting away the Great Barrier Reef. That's what's happening here. I'm not making it up. It's a problem because, look, I love beef, and I know that I need the cows to make the beef and all that.
You do.
What they're trying to do is say, all right, if we feed them seaweed, then maybe they're not going to have the same kind of gastrointestinal difficulties.
Will they still taste good?
Will the meat taste good?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Probably. These are dairy cows to begin with, too, so it's more
reliance on the dairy cows.
Tested on them.
How's it working out? Do we have any initial findings on that?
I'm too lazy to look.
Okay.
Aaron Donald has signed 6 years, $135 million with $87 million guaranteed.
Wow. So good for you.
Way to go, good day to be Aaron Donald.
Sounds about right. Sounds like you could probably pay him a little bit more, too, just like Aaron Rodgers after his giant deal. Probably worth as much.
Added a guest, Eldon Ham, our legal expert on the Colin Kaepernick stuff. Just sort of what to know, what matters, because it is extremely significant that the arbitrator ruled as he did. So he's going to give us a primer at 11:40. But let's do this baseball thing.
Yeah, we've got a list of baseball bests as voted on by executives and scouts and managers, guys who watch the game, and there's a couple who will be on here that you expect. I think some are going to surprise you,
all
too.
Right, we'll play along with the home game baseball scouting next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Today is the last day of August, meaning it's the last day Major League Baseball teams can add a player who will be eligible to play in postseason. For all the attention the July trading deadline receives, today's last chance is often far more important. The Houston Astros acquired Justin Verlander from Detroit a year ago today, and it's fair to say that move made them World Series champions. The notion that trading players is difficult in August because they have to pass through waivers is a myth. Already this month, the Cubs' Theo Epstein stole Daniel Murphy from the Nationals' Mike Rizzo when nobody was looking. Look for a flurry of pitchers moving today. Contending teams always are looking for one more arm for the bullpen or a quality starter, like Verlander, who can be a difference maker in October. Unlike July, where many teams aren't sure whether to sell or buy, there's little doubt now who the contenders and the traders are. I'm John Feinstein.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary Pay.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda Jay had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working two jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Fall is a great time to tee it up. Make your plans to join them for the Senior Better Ball on October 1st and the Fall Scramble on October 20th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, which means it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get the right grill at the right price, delivered right to your door. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and save $50 on select Weber Spirit grills. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through September 3rd. Store stock only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, babe, truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to impress me.
Okay. Alexa, tell Toyota to start my Avalon.
What is your 4-digit PIN?
0718.
Our wedding anniversary. Well done, babe.
Play just got serious. Introducing the all-new Avalon, featuring premium tech like available Amazon Alexa control.
The all-new Avalon. Toyota, let's go places.
Use remote start only if circumstances surrounding vehicle are legal and safe to do so. Amazon and Alexa are trademarks of Amazon.com, Inc. or its affiliates. Home to vehicle functions and requirements will vary.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Love a good deal? Sail into the season at Banana Republic Factory's Mega Labor Day Sale. Entire store 50 to 70% off. Dresses from $19.99, polos from $14.99. It's insane! Grab your friends. Banana Republic Factory. See you there.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Fall is a great time to tee it up. Make your plans to join them for the Senior Better Ball on October 1st and the Fall Scramble on October 20th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
Select vanities up to 40% off.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Wireless partner of the Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Man, you notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
Holly made one by talking to Major League managers, scouts, and executives about who's good at what, or great at what, or best at what in baseball.
Yeah, best at what is the best way to put it. Managers, scouts, and executives were polled by Baseball America in a bunch of different categories, and there's a top three finisher for each category in the American League and in the National League, too. So they broke it down league-wide, stuff like best hitter, best power, best bunter, strike zone judgment, all this kind of stuff. You want to start with the senior circuit first, since there's, you know, likely to be kind of more locals mentioned there, probably?
Whatever you want to do.
All right, let's do that. Your National League best hitter. You saw him last night.
We saw him last night.
Yeah, but he wasn't playing for the team for the locals.
Freddie Freeman?
Freddie Freeman. Because Freddie Freeman 1, Joey Votto 2, Paul Goldschmidt 3, notably, all of them. First baseman. Best power in the National League goes to the man who won the home run derby.
Okay.
Followed up by a man who probably deserves a gold glove, Nolan Arenado, and then that big dude in Milwaukee, Jesus Aguilar, okay. Third.
And what's the next category?
Best bunter. You into that? Let's kind of move on. Cesar Hernandez, the
okay.
Phillies.
Mazel tov.
Best strike. Good for you. Yeah. Best strike zone judgment.
Joey Votto.
Yes, it's Joey Votto. And then Freddie Freeman. And then Carlos Santana of the Phillies.
Okay.
Best, let's skip a bit, brother. Best base runner.
Billy Hamilton.
No. I was surprised too. Best base
Javier
runner.
Javier Baez.
No, he's third. Hamilton 2, Baez 3. Best base
is
runner.
Is he fast?
Faster than all get out.
Faster than all get out?
Probably, maybe even faster than Billy Hamilton is now, but I haven't checked the StatCast sprint speeds lately. Let me do that.
Off the top of my head, Trey Turner.
Yes, okay. Trey Turner is your guy. Trey Turner 1.
Wow.
Billy Hamilton 2, Javier Baez 3. Interestingly enough, fastest base runner, Billy Hamilton 1, Trey Turner 2, Ronald Acuna Jr. is
already.
3.
He's something, man.
Still hitting off Mike Montgomery.
Yes, yeah, Mike better get out of town just before that man hits him again.
Although, to yes, be fair, yes. I was, and Sahada wrote a really good piece about it on The Athletic, about the new cutter slider thing that Mike Montgomery's throwing that got him out of a couple of situations, though it did get a little hairy late when Acuna put his third hit on him. That different pitch makes Mike Montgomery look a bit different to me. Best pitcher.
Okay, this gets back to our conversation
it
yesterday.
Does.
I'm going to say,
right,
if you're talking to people, they're not looking at numbers, Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer is on that list. He is number 1. Jacob deGrom is 2, and Clayton Kershaw is 3.
And Aaron Nola shakes his fist at the heavens.
Best fastball.
The best fastball in the National League belongs to Jacob deGrom.
Nope, this man is finally being harassed by one fewer person in his organization. Jordan Hicks.
Oh, okay.
Of
okay.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
Now that Bud Norris isn't empowered by his general.
Probably being harassed, though. Noah Syndergaard 2, Max Scherzer 3. Best curveball belongs to a guy we've already mentioned on this list.
Mentioned on the list?
Yeah, on in prior list. We have gone through this man before. He is of a heritage in curveballs, specifically left-handed, knowing the team and franchise he comes from.
a heritage in left-handed.
Clayton Kershaw. Yeah, Clayton Kershaw.
Right, because of Koufax.
Ross Stripling is two, also on the Dodgers, and Steven Strasburg three. Best slider goes Scherzer, Corbin, DeGrom, which makes all the sense in the world, and quite honestly, you can mix those up a little bit for me. Best changeup in the National League. Throws them a lot.
See, I haven't seen. There's relievers that are maybe more.
All three on this list are starters. That's worth noting.
Best
changeup, because you figure that guy's probably got to feature it the most, and this guy certainly does. They gave it to Kyle Hendricks. Best changeup.
They did?
Best changeup, Kyle Hendricks. And I thought that was real interesting because of the struggles that he's had throwing some of that changeup this season,
yeah.
Especially early on.
Wow.
So maybe what that means. Maybe what that means is that
he wasn't even in my mind.
That fastball got him into some more trouble. I mean, granted, this is a survey of managers and scouts and executives. So, you know, some of this is going to be reputation. Some of it is going to be a little bit more.
So it's going to be recency.
Pitch effect stuff. Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Scroll down. Best. What do you want? Best defensive second baseman in the National League?
Is it going to surprise me, or is it Javier Baez?
It's not Javi Baez, but it probably won't be all that surprising. It's DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah.
The Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, better player than I thought he was.
So I think Javi Baez probably gets some votes stolen away from him because he plays as many positions as he does. I would imagine some guys going, but he's not an everyday second baseman, even though he kind of is. It's DJ LeMahieu, Javi Baez, and then Ozzie Albies.
Already.
1, 2, and 3. Best infield arm.
Best infield arm. Is that Baez?
Yeah, it's Javi Baez.
Okay.
The Nolan Arenado, who can throw from anywhere. And Brandon Crawford, third. Best outfield arm. This one surprised me a little bit.
I'm trying to think of the great defenders right now. And
best outfield. Well, some of these guys aren't great defenders. Well, at least one of them isn't a great defender, but has a hell of an outfield arm. And the other guy, I really don't know a defensive profile on, and I probably ought to.
Where's Cespedes these days?
Dead.
Yeah, right. Bryce Harper.
No, it's Jason Hayward, number one.
Best? Okay, best. So it's not the strong. Maybe saying best meaning accuracy included.
Best outfield arm.
Okay,
yeah,
best
I think
balance
that includes
of
all
strength
things,
and accuracy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yasiel Puig, two. Hunter Renfro is three. Best manager in the National League.
Now, how much envy is there? How much jealousy is there? The best manager in the National League, is this an upset?
Bochy.
Maybe. No, it's not Bruce Bochy.
Is it Snitker?
It's not. It's not.
Because I know he's becoming like the comics comic.
Yeah.
You know, he's the all the cool kids are talking about
Snitker. Getting a lot of love. You're not wrong. Craig Counsell of the Milwaukee Brewers was voted the best manager. Joe Maddon second and Dave Roberts third in the National League. You want to hit a little AL stuff? You want to do a little AL?
I do.
Best hitter.
Mike Trout.
Yes. Mookie Betts and Jose Altuve. Ball game.
Yeah.
Best power.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Two.
Aaron Judge.
One. Mike Trout's third.
Of course he is.
Mike Trout's
the answer
to
all of these Mike Trout.
It really could be. I mean, honestly, you could look up and down this list and go, Mike Trout, Mike Trout, Mike Trout, Mike Trout. We'll do this one, though. Best base runner.
The best base runner in the American League.
D. Gordon? Yes, D. Gordon, number one. Number two, Mookie Betts. Number three, Jose Altuve. And I picked that category because of the offensive profiles that those three kind of mix together. You get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I mean, Betts and Altuve are fantastic, and Gordon is kind of one of those specific skill set guys. Most exciting player, number one.
Trout.
Yes. Then Mookie Betts. And then Jose Altuve.
This. Okay.
Some of these
not
are just,
most exciting personality.
Hey,
right.
Look, it's Mike Trout.
Right.
Here's where it gets pretty fun. Your best pitcher in the American League is voted on by executives, scouts, and managers.
It is Chris Sale.
It's Chris Sale. Number two
is Trevor Bauer.
No, teammate, though.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, it's the Klubot.
Wow.
Corey Kluber. Okay. Justin Verlander, third for best pitcher.
Okay.
Your best fastball. I've got two starters, one reliever, two teams.
Verlander?
No.
Wait, one starter, one reliever.
Yeah, of the three of them, there is two starters, one reliever, but only two teams.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Okay, so we were talking about Michael Kopech for a little while and the two-pitch mix that he has, right?
Yes.
The idea that can you comfortably be a two-pitch pitcher?
Yeah.
Can you be a starter? And a texter brought it up. I think it was a 630 texter brought it up. Luis Severino has been that guy for quite some time.
Okay.
He does have a third that he flips you every now and again, but really, you're right, two pitches. Severino, 2. Chris Sale, 1. Aroldis Chapman, 3. Best fastballs.
Huh.
Yeah, we can go through more. There's a ton more on this list. Best infield arm, that's obviously Matt Chapman. I mean, why waste your time? Here's your best manager results, though. Number 1, and it's been this way for a while, at least in the American League, it seems.
Number is Terry Francona.
Tito Francona, yeah. Number 2?
Is it...
New paper.
Okay, A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, it's A.J. Hinch.
See, you know who gets screwed in that? Is Bob Guerin.
I've
been saying this.
Over.
He's the manager of Oakland, and nobody remembers that he's still managing. No one knows how damn good. He's one of these. He'll take his and beat yours. He will take yours and beat his.
Yeah,
Bob Guerin's really good.
That's a conversation. Have that conversation with Barry Rosner. Because I mean, looking at that organization and the things that have been done to color it and to characterize that organization and how you play with and without a manager, all that stuff. Number 3 on the list is Alex Cora, the first-year manager of the Boston Red Sox.
Who was the manager that Barry had as going to win manager of the year and was first fired?
Oh, the immediate...
Wasn't it A's?
Yeah. Bob Melvin.
Okay.
Right? Bob Melvin of the A's? Yeah. It was the last
Sounds
one.
Right.
He was before Bob Guerin, right?
I don't know.
No, wait. Bob Melvin. That's who we're talking about is Bob Melvin. I transposed them. I think we had it backwards. He had
what
Bob. Bob Melvin is the A's manager, not Guerin, right? Correct.
Yes.
Yes. I misspoke.
No, I'm very, very confused. Yeah. So he had Bob Guerin.
Yeah, it's Bob Melvin.
He had Bob Guerin. This was Bob Melvin.
That's right.
Either way, none of them are on this list for best manager in the American League.
I like the fact that Alex Cora was named by these people. Because remember, he came up in all of our days of Joe Madden discussion. Alex Cora was sort of given as the avatar of the, well, you don't have to pay a guy. You can just put Alex Cora in there and pay him $700,000 and that's fine, right?
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me that he is receiving this credit from his peers in a way that a lot of people weren't necessarily like, well, look, they got Alex Cora there and they're setting records for wins. There must be something we're missing about how he's viewed internally rather than externally when he was just the first person people gravitated to see.
For what it's worth, I remember reading a story when J.D. Martinez was kind of coming down off a little bit of a binge prior to the All-Star break. I think it was. I might have the time frame just a little bit wrong, but... You know, they were asking Alex Cora about J.D. Martinez and how much he's changed. Martinez, not Cora. How much the power stroke had helped the lineup and stuff. And I remember the quote from Cora kind of redirecting from the production that J.D. Martinez has put together and leaning more toward this type of season for him has made J.D. Martinez more into our leader, our guy. Like he has ascended in that term.
I really thought of it
and
that
that's
way.
More important for us. And I remember reading that and thinking that it's quite possible that's some savvy from Alex Cora. Cause maybe somebody needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody needed to have that reaffirmed. But it felt to me like that's a quote that doesn't just get, cause he had an opportunity to just talk about the offense and just talk about the production and all the numbers and all the stuff that's in front of you. He didn't went a different way. And that's kind of stuck in my brain so far this season.
We mentioned the name Javier Baez multiple times in that segment because we know how well respected he apparently is for his various offensive and defensive tools. Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus wrote a piece all about Javier Baez and his breakout season, what he's doing, how he's doing it, where he ranks historically. And he's going to join us just after the top of the hour in this sort of this ode to Javier Baez, as it were. Coming up next, one of our favorite guests, a very bright man who takes complicated things and makes them easily understandable. And Eldon Ham, our legal expert, is going to tell us about this victory for Colin Kaepernick and Mark Garagos in their grievance against the NFL alleging collusion, how the fact that it did not go to summary judgment, how this will go to a full trial, and what this now means, what it does, what is actually going to happen next. Eldon will break it all down for us. Keep it here. You got the score.
Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, Bob Babich, Mayhem DC. What was it like for you to see him on the stage inducting Brian Urlacher into the Hall of Fame?
A lot of emotions that go through your head. Two of my favorite people on the stage. At the time, I don't know if they knew it would end up in Canton. Had an idea of that.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Love a good deal? Sail into the season at Banana Republic Factory's Mega Labor Day Sale. Entire store 50 to 70% off. Dresses from $19.99, polos from $14.99. It's insane! Grab your friends. Banana Republic Factory. See you there.
I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Fall is a great time to tee it up. Make your plans to join them for the Senior Better Ball on October 1st and the Fall Scramble on October 20th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, which means it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get the right grill at the right price, delivered right to your door. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and save $50 on select Weber Spirit grills. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through September 3rd. Store stock only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
See store for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ham. Bottom of the hour was brought to you by Northwestern. Coach Fitz of the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Eldon Ham is on Twitter at Eldon Ham. We use his giant pulsating brain to help us when there are complicated things going on, as are with Colin Kaepernick and his grievance, his collusion suit that has been filed with an arbitrator against the NFL. Eldon, long time no talk. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and it appears that this is a major setback to the NFL. Do you think it is, and what does it mean?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty significant setback. They're going to have to now either settle out with Colin Kaepernick or go to this trial. It's not exactly a court trial like we think of it, but it's essentially that. Run by this particular arbitrator, Steve Burbank. So I think it can lead to some very bad places. A lot of major sports precedent has come out of these kinds of arbitrations. Peter Ueberroth got involved in the baseball collusion case, which they lost spectacularly to the tune of $1 billion or so. They lost the whole idea about free agency, they meaning the owners, in baseball with the Messersmith case back in 76, even Muhammad Ali and revoking his license to box professionally. So these things can get away from you, and I think that might happen with the NFL here.
So, Eldon, just so we're all clear, had this gone the way of the NFL, what would have happened then? Had this gone the other way, this thing goes away, they win it away, or is there more to it?
Yeah, well, the NFL wanted this to be dropped in what you call summary judgment, which essentially says that given what the other side is saying, they really don't have a case. They haven't stated one. They haven't alleged enough specificity to suggest that there is enough of an inclination of collusion, which, by the way, the rule says express or implied collusion.
Mm.
So had they been able to do that, they probably would have been on the winning side forever, because the other kinds of causes of action that Kaepernick might think of bringing against them, like antitrust, is pretty well blocked for a lot of reasons. And these kinds of this type of case is blocked because of the required arbitration clause. So it would have been a huge victory for the NFL to blow it out early at this stage. And of course they tried, because they didn't want to have to expose themselves to all the testimony that's going to come out, all the evidence, everything else that may be going on. So not only could it potentially be embarrassing to go through the hearing, but the result of the hearing could be catastrophic to them. Potentially money-wise, it might be in the $20 to $30 million range. It's a function of what Kaepernick maybe could have gotten, but for the collusion, times three potentially for what amounts to punitive damages. But that's not the big problem. It's the Pandora's box that might open up. And can they settle with them? Maybe, but I'll bet the settlement has to also resolve the whole issue of taking a knee and free speech and all the rest of it. So it's a tangled web that they have woven for themselves, I think, at the NFL.
With this kind of arbitration process, can testimony be compelled? And would these depositions be potentials for perjury? I mean, under oath and subject to the same rules?
It's the short answer to that is yes, in the sense that, yeah, if they're under oath and they commit perjury and so on, there are remedies for that. And some of the remedies lie with the arbitrator himself, where he can actually just issue what amounts to sanctions and construe all of the testimony that he thinks is tainted against the person trying to rely on it to wriggle out of something. So there are ways to deal with it. But I think the premise of your question is a good one. It's not quite the same in terms of subpoenaing witnesses And we have the whole issue with President Trump as to whether he is potentially a witness and whether you can bring him in on this thing, which you probably can't, because all of this happened during his presidency rather than before it. All of this, meaning his role in it, happened during his presidency, if there is a role that he had in it. So the NFL, though, is going to want to bring in as many witnesses as possible, and Kaepernick is going to want to do the same thing. I find it intriguing what the arbitrator must have concluded about how well Cap has managed to state a case so far. Because to get into the heads of the NFL owners, they must have some pretty convincing circumstantial evidence, if not better, from various tapes and depositions and the evidence that they've gathered so far. And by the way, he doesn't have to show that all the teams colluded with each other. He only has to really show that one team colluded with somebody, either the league offices or another team. Then you have some collusion. The only question then is how widespread is it, but you have collusion.
So what is the league's responsibility if Team X and Team Y colluded? Is that on the whole NFL? Do they taint the entire league, or would those individual teams be paying this out? And I mean, I don't even know if Kaepernick has asked for a certain dollar amount or not, but if the league has itself, or the league office has plausible deniability, saying, you know, we didn't orchestrate something like this, the NFL itself, the shield, would be on the hook, right, if two teams are proven to have colluded?
Well, if it's two teams, they would expose themselves. Whether the whole league is involved and all the other teams would likely rest somewhat on the collective bargaining agreement. I'm not sure if we can get them all on the hook at the same time. The baseball collusion case was an easy answer because that was the teams colluding with the commissioner.
Right.
Here, if you do have the commissioner involved, bingo, game over. And he may very well have been involved given the political breadth of this thing, but that's just a speculation on my part.
What's a decent timeline for this type of a case, or do we not have precedent for that? I'm wondering if, you know, over the course of the season, you get, you know, oh, Jerry Jones was deposed in this case today, and here's what he had to say. And then it's, yeah, I mean, are we going to have each individual owner come in over a week in the season and slowly get this story played out in front of us, or are we just going to see judgment at the end of it?
Yeah. Well, you'll know when the hearing is going on, and by the look of it, the arbitrator is at least prepared to get it going before the end of the year, which puts it right in the football season. Probably not a huge inconvenience for the participants, but an inconvenience. And so I think you'll find that moving ahead before year end. But you won't find a sort of a rolling drip, drip, drip of testimony because it is really a private proceeding. Unless some of it leaks, you won't know any of it. None of us would. I predict there might be some leaking going on just because of the size of it. But we may know that there's a hearing happening, and then we will get an announcement that there's been a solution or resolution or a settlement altogether. But otherwise, we may not have a real good clue as to how it's going.
We know that in a criminal case, the burden of proof is beyond a reasonable doubt. A civil case, generally, it's a preponderance of the evidence. What is the actual...
It creates a... This one has a third standard.
That's what I'm asking. What is the what is the textbook burden of proof in this kind of hearing?
Yeah, it's a clear and convincing... But not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's not as strong as a criminal case. But it's not merely the preponderance of evidence either, where it's just like, 51% more likely than not. There's a higher level of language applied to it, which is a more clear and convincing type of test. So it's got to be some pretty decent evidence that it happened. You can use circumstantial evidence, which often is sometimes the best type of evidence because it's hard to argue with it sometimes. Like fingerprints, you know, smoking gun, that sort of thing. So if you have somebody admitting to all of this, that certainly helps. But it also might be less than just a smoking gun admission if you have interesting testimony that you could use in conjunction with the fact that it's very suspicious and a highly unlikely coincidence that Colin Kaepernick was of no interest to every single NFL team for the number one, two, or three quarterback position, arguably 60 to 90 positions or openings over a course of a couple of years that he was unqualified for. So you go into this with the clear suspicion, I'll create my own test, that something may have been wrong, but that's a far cry from winning or losing.
Eldon Ham is the Scores legal expert, and we're talking about the news yesterday that the arbitrator in his grievance will allow this to get to the full trial level. You know, you mentioned the possibility of a settlement. Don't you think this is too far along, and his stance has been such that he's not in this for a settlement, he hasn't been in this for money, that one way or another the whole goal was to get the NFL to have them sweat a little bit and to try to win this thing?
Admit the code red.
Yeah, I'd be really surprised if he just takes a check they cut and walks away.
Yeah, that's why I felt like if it does settle, it'll be money, but it'll go beyond the money. It'll be something that the NFL agrees to do or not do moving forward, that either has to do with this issue expressly or similar free speech type issues, because he clearly is in this based on principle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that a whole lot when you're talking about real money as the alternative. We saw it with Muhammad Ali many, many years ago. He walked away from perhaps the most lucrative career in the history of sports to make his point. And Colin Kaepernick is really risking reputation and material money, no doubt about it.
Eldon, we always appreciate your help with
Thanks.
Such things. Thanks.
Hey, always my pleasure.
Score legal expert Eldon Ham with the latest twist and turn in the Colin Kaepernick case against the NFL. And keep in mind that there's a separate case involving Eric Reed. It's a similar suit with a similar grievance, and this is going to set the tone for exactly what Eric Reed's lawyers are doing based on everything that's going on here. How about we find out more about Javier Baez, what he's doing and how he's doing it and what it means?
Sounds like a plan.
Want to do that?
I mean, especially if the guy is going to garner some MVP votes at the end of the season. Seems like we might as well check in on how he's remade himself, because I think it's close to exactly what he's done.
Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus next on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
I gotta be honest, Mac, I don't care about the fans in the preseason. That's not Matt Nagy.
Well, I'm just giving you an explanation why some people are frustrated.
It's not Matt Nagy's job. They owe you to do what they think is best to win football games in September, October, November, December,
yeah,
and eventually January.
Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Hey, babe, truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to impress me.
Okay. Alexa, tell Toyota to start my Avalon.
What is your 4-digit PIN?
0718.
Our wedding anniversary. Well done, babe.
Uh-huh.
Play just got serious. Introducing the all-new Avalon, featuring premium tech like available Amazon Alexa control.
The all-new Avalon. Toyota, let's go places.
Use remote start only if circumstances surrounding vehicle are legal and safe to do so. Amazon and Alexa are trademarks of Amazon.com, Inc. or its affiliates. Home to vehicle functions and requirements will vary.
And we're here.
Where are we, Grandpa?
Alamo Shoes. I noticed your shoes are a little tight. They have hard-to-fit shoe sizes and the nicest people to find just the right pair.
Alamo Shoes?
Yeah, this place brings back memories. I used to take your dad here when he was a kid for his shoes. In fact, your dad still comes here.
Alamo Shoes. The most comfortable shoes on earth have been found here for the past 50 years. They're family-owned and will treat you like family, too. Find Alamo Shoes at 5321 North Clark, and there is always free parking.
The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy is now offering their all-new mobile app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and search Bolingbrook Golf Club. You'll have access to a mobile scorecard, GPS, or book tee times. Fall is a great time to tee it up. Make your plans to join them for the Senior Better Ball on October 1st and the Fall Scramble on October 20th. For more information and tee times, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com or visit teeoff.com. The Bolingbrook Golf Club and Academy. Come be impressed.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Fallout Boy, live. The Mania Tour is coming to Wrigley Field, Saturday, September 8th. She wants to dance like, ooh, with 30. Remember me for centuries. With special guests, Rise Against, and Machine Gun Kelly. Tickets are on sale.